38-year-old Michael Bracht was arrested outside a West Fairbanks convenience store around 1:15 Tuesday, following more than 9 hours of negotiations and other tactics employed by police to get him to surrender. Bracht, who escaped from the North Star Center, has a long rap sheet, including a theft conviction and parole violation this year. Fairbanks Police Tactical Team Commander Lieutenant Eric Jukes says officers initially tried to arrest Bracht after 2 a.m. Tuesday while he was parked in an SUV outside the University Avenue Safeway.
It involved a vehicle pursuit where he rammed at least two, if not three, patrol cars and then attempted to ram several civilian vehicles. It ended up here in the Justice Store parking lot where his vehicle was disabled from spike strips that we laid down during the pursuit.
Lieutenant Jukes says Bracht's fiance was in the SUV and got out safely at the convenience store, but Bracht refused to leave the vehicle, brandished a pistol, and threatened to kill himself.
We spent a lot of time with him just asking us to kill him. He wanted us to shoot him. That was part of his goal for an extended period of time. And so I think maybe we finally convinced him that that's not where we wanted to go, and he wasn't going to get us there.
Jukes could not pinpoint a single event or tactic that led to Bracht's eventual surrender, but says officers, including local police and Alaska State Troopers, employed numerous tools and techniques.
Was it the 7 hours or 10 hours that the negotiator spent talking to him nonstop? Was it the loud noises? Was it the gas? Was it the pain from a beanbag round? Was it the officers talking? I don't know. And we may never know, but we pulled out everything we had to try to resolve this, and luckily it worked.
An armored vehicle was used to approach Bracht's SUV, and an attached pole was deployed to break out its windows, allowing gas and beanbag rounds to be shot inside. Bracht eventually exited the vehicle and put his gun down. Jukes says Bracht was scared, but it's unclear what was going through his head during the long standoff.
Michael appears to be a little irrational. There may be some mental health issues, there may be some drug use involved, and so it's hard to get inside his mind. I think he's scared. He's scared of what's going to happen. He's scared of his future.
Bracht was treated for exposure to gas and bruises from beanbag rounds. Charges are expected to be filed against him. Lieutenant Jukes says the successful resolution of the standoff is justification for well-equipped and trained law enforcement.
There's been a lot of controversy about the militarization of police and armored vehicles. That kept us safe. That kept us up close and personal to be able to talk to him and not hurt him. That's our goal. We have all this stuff so we don't have to hurt people.
The standoff shut down roads in an area of West Fairbanks, cutting off access to some businesses and forcing drivers to take long detours around the area. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.